I mean, I know what we do sometimes is a bit beyond the norm, but I think, you know, we come from a different, you know, we have a different viewpoint on life, and I think that what we do is totally acceptable.
Taking away the face paint, the stage props, and the garish, ghoulish clothes, Cradle of Filth are indeed very serious about what they do. Not only is their music very creative and ultimately unique, it also requires considerable skill to play due to its speed, intensity, and intricacy. Needless to say, these young black metal demonic gods are undisputed masters of the instruments they feverishly wield. Musically speaking, Cradle of Filth are a band comprising 6 members. On top of the usual instruments of guitars, bass, drums, and keyboards, they quite regularly introduce accordions, cellos, and all manner of male and female vocals to create an atmosphere which is both enthralling and absorbing. In essence, for any filth connoisseur, their music is best described as pure, unbridled, untouchable, and beyond criticism. Some would go so far as to call the music godly, except that the lyrics and band members tell a story which is quite the opposite, so maybe ungodly would be a better description. Digging deeper, the rhythms are brilliant and unique, and along with lush keyboard textures, help provide the basis for songs full of momentum and total feeling. On top of all this, there are some of the most furious, chaotic, and intense leads and guitar effects on offer in modern metal today. Even the bass sometimes comes to the fore in some great rhythm lead-offs, which are quite awesomely impressive. The drumming on offer is far from predictable. In particular, the loud snare cymbal combinations, as well as the bass drumming, which sometimes seems to create minor rhythms of its own, provides a solid backbone. Cutting high over all this sonically interwoven mayhem are some truly amazing vocals. And, judging by concert reviews, are created without the aid of any artificial devices. They're extremely frenzied, intense, demonic, and painful screams with which no effort is spared. This makes them a little hard to understand without the aid of a lyric sheet, but hell decreed they were meant to be that way. An assortment of backing vocals, including the deep male voice, the vampiric overture, and sexy, lustful female enchantments reciting phrases of evil through verbal prose, are somewhat easier to understand. All combine in a perfect manner to create one of the great appeals of Cradle of Filth's music. It generally takes quite a few listens to fully appreciate any Cradle of Filth album, to discover the mastery that unfolds within its darkened grooves. It has to be said that Cradle of Filth are quite different from traditional black metal bands, who often keep things quite simplistic, tend to repeat rhythms for much longer, and who generally don't have such a clean sound due to raw mixing. The Filth defy stereotypical categorisation. For the uninitiated, the music that the 6-piece creates can be best described as black, gothic, romantic metal, if such a tag exists. The earthy elements that make up their sound, a wealth of evil vocals from high-pitched shrieks to a deep, deep growl, crushing guitars, thumping bass, pounding drums, and swathes of keyboards all blend together beautifully in order to create a unique, majestic, and supremely dark atmosphere. But the Filth do have a metal heart, as the core of the band's sound remains a blizzard of apocalyptic guitars and vocals. However, the rich cathartic opulence of sound served up means that Cradle of Filth's music has been best described as the lost soundtrack to a classic horror film that was never made. The overall lyrical and musical themes inherent in Cradle of Filth's work has its origins in 19th century literature written in England when eroticism was disguised by using dark Gothic poetry.